This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He's doing a great job. He's doing a phenomenal job. But now you're going to have a partner that's going to work with you, because you didn't have... Not only didn't he have a partner, he had people selling the wall, right? We have a fence structure that we worked on, the governor worked on with me. And I didn't love it, to be honest with you. I wanted a nice precast concrete, you know, 40, 50 feet high, like a beautiful, could have been a T-shape, Y-shape. I love construction. I wanted that sucker to go up maybe 50, 60 feet. It would have looked beautiful, a nice Y shape. And they said, the problem is, sir, they climbed that like a rabbit. I said, what do you mean? No way. And they brought some of these guys out. They climbed it like... And the other thing is, you hit it with acid and the thing will disintegrate. You know, they have things for concrete. So they needed very hardened steel, very special steel. And then they needed 7,000-pound concrete inside that steel. You know, inside that steel. And then they have a rebar. That's the toughest steel made. Very hard to cut. So this is why very little is cut. I mean, it's right. And then they put an anti-climb panel on top. I hated it. I said, it's so unattractive. And I said, why would that work? I don't believe it works. And I went to watch. The Border Patrol gave a display. We had actually two sets of climbers. The guys that climb up walls with drugs on their back. I mean, they got like 60, 70 pounds of drug, and they go as fast as you can walk. They go, bip, bip, bip. Or we have Mount Everest-type climbers. And honestly, the drug guys were much better. I couldn't believe it. The drug guys blew them away, right? But it's true. The anti-climb panel, they couldn't get around it. They just couldn't. When it, you didn't have it. So sometimes you sacrifice beauty for efficiency. And we did. So we built this wall. And we built over 500 miles of wall. That's why we had such good numbers. The famous chart that came down, very thankfully, the chart that came down on my right, Governor, had I not looked over there, I'm not speaking right now. You might be speaking here. You want to know the truth? You, J.D., you've got a lot of great people in this party. But I got very lucky. But we had the best numbers we've ever had. But I bought, you know, what happens is when you fill it up, it's like water. You fill it up. Now we have 571 miles of wall. And they would always say, you know, when we renovated a wall, so there'd be like a piece of plywood sitting there for 60 years, or a 2x4 sitting for 60 years on the ground and rotting. Because, you know, and they'll say, you didn't build a new wall. Here we're building 50 feet up in the air, 30-foot sections, 50-foot sections, all steel, all concrete, all everything. And, oh, by the way, they don't even want me to say this, but what the hell, doesn't take that long time. They were all wired for all of the equipment. We put wires in everything so they can easily wire for all the different types of equipment. And if there's a doubt, we have a wire. Whenever we just look, you just find the wires all over the place up top, so we could just hook it up. We don't have to have wires on the outside, which wouldn't do too well, right? So anyway, so we built an extra 200 miles of wall And the governor wanted to buy it. He tried to buy it, and they wouldn't sell it to him. He wanted to put it up himself. Could have been done in 3 to 4 weeks, 200 more miles, because when you do it, now they just keep going further out, getting around. So we did an extra 200 miles, and it was all bought. And they announced that they're not going to put it up. And that's when I realized they wanted open borders, and that's when I realized that people are going to come pouring through the wall like nobody's ever seen before, but you've seen it. A lot of you are here because of that. I made it my number one issue. They all said inflation was the number one issue. I said, I disagree. I think people coming into our country from prisons and from mental institutions is a bigger issue for the people that I know. And I made it my number one. I talked about inflation too, but you know, how many times can you say that an apple has doubled in cost? I'd say it and I'd hit it hard, but then I go back to the fact that we don't want criminals coming into our country. We don't want the jails of every country in the world virtually being deposited into the United States. And that man had to suffer with it. And he did an unbelievable job. I'll tell you, he was a very popular governor, but now he's like an unbeatable governor because of your border policies. He was fantastic. And he really was. So.
Hey, for more episodes like this and breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. Now to follow, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Search for KRLD and then tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, Governor Abbott's emergency item school choice voucher plan expected to take a big step forward.
Yeah, the Senate in Texas is planning to vote on that plan today.
On the opening day of the 2025 state legislature, Governor Abbott wasted no time giving the Senate their marching orders.
Use your vote this session to expand the opportunity for every parent to choose the school that's best for their child.
Then Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick defended the Senate.
Just so everyone knows, we passed that school choice bill 5 times.
The 6th time will be for Senate Bill 2. It provides parents with $10,000 of taxpayer money to send their child to a private school. It's also a coupon for those already sending their kids. Senate Democrats can only voice their displeasure. State Senator Jose Menendez.
We're setting aside $1 billion for this new education savings voucher, but I haven't seen the same level of investment in our public schools.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And he has been on the lam for 5 months, but a Plano child sexual assault suspect has now been captured 250 miles away.
Robert Johnson was an Uber driver giving a girl a ride when police claim he pulled into a Plano parking lot and sexually assaulted her. He was arrested in September and was released on bond with an ankle monitor. But when he cut that off, he vanished. But yesterday, he turned up in a Houston McDonald's where a federal fugitive task force tracked him down. But police say Johnson did not give up without a fight.
The individual then raised an object in the direction of the officer that were inside.
U.S. Marshal for the Southern District T. Michael O'Connor goes on to say that's when Johnson was shot, but he wasn't through struggling, so then he was tased. When even that didn't stop him, a police dog was unleashed, and that's the point where Johnson gave it up. Eventually, he will be returned to Collin County to be tried on the Plano child sexual assault charge. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, officials at Dallas County are reviewing the possible impacts of a freeze in federal funding. Health Director Dr. Philip Wong says they've already noticed some changes since President Trump took office.
CDC has communications restrictions, so we were trying to deal with a couple outbreaks, actually, and usually are in consultation with them, and those meetings were canceled. So it's sort of a crazy time.
The current bill to keep the federal government running expires March 14th. Dallas County officials say they need to be prepared for a possible government shutdown.
Denton County continues to aggressively go after fentanyl dealers in cases that involve deaths. A grand jury has indicted 27-year-old King Killebrew Stevens for murder in the fentanyl death of 25-year-old Selena Mann. He died in Denton last July. The grand jury also returned a murder indictment against 31-year-old Pedro Martinez for supplying the fentanyl that killed a coworker in June. In a separate case, 28-year-old Courtney Green of Denton has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for a fatal 2023 fentanyl overdose. Coming up here in less than 4 minutes, a blind man got a concealed handgun license. And would you believe some people have a problem with that? We'll have that story for you coming up in less than 4 minutes.
Well, just in time for the Super Bowl, the governor is talking gambling and legalizing it.
Governor Abbott told the Houston Chronicle that he is ready to legalize sports betting. This follows public opinion polling, which finds growing support in Texas,
particularly for destination resort casinos, but also to a lesser extent for online sports betting.
Rice political analyst Mark Jones ran that poll. He says the casino industry has been pumping big bucks into the Lone Star State in hopes of luring Republicans who have been wary about the negative impacts of gambling. Legalization would take a public vote. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is an interesting story. So a blind man in Indiana, his name is Terry Sutherland, he recently got a license to carry a handgun. Now, Sutherland used he used this seeing stick to the county building for his fingerprinting, and he found it surprising that nobody questioned his permit application. He says even though he supports the Second Amendment, he believes there should be a competency test for carrying guns in public. So I think he did it more as of a test to see if he'd be able to get a handgun license. But I mean, you can't deny someone a constitutional right based upon a handicap.
True.
You know, if you're visually impaired, can you get a driver's license? Probably not.
Probably not.
Because that is not a right that is laid out in the Constitution. It's a little bit different there. What do you guys think? Should blind people, and I know we got a lot of visually impaired people that listen to us here
Absolutely.
On KRLD, should people that are visually impaired, I hate to say it this way, but have the same rights as those of us who aren't visually impaired? You can
kind
let us
what
know.
What it comes down to, right?
Yeah. Send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button there on the KRLD page.
A Tarrant County man still has an appeal before the U.S. Supreme Court as he tries to stop tonight's execution.
Stephen LeWayne Nelson is 37 now. He was 24 back in 2011 when he beat and smothered Reverend Clint Dobson. The murder happened at the North Point Baptist Church in Arlington, and it was during a botched robbery. Nelson used a plastic bag to suffocate Dobson. Then he tried to kill the church secretary, 67-year-old Judy Elliott. She survived. Nelson took her car, her credit card, cell phone, and laptop. Nelson's last chance at avoiding execution seems to be at the U.S. Supreme Court, which usually does not rule on a death penalty case until late in the day. The execution is scheduled for 6 tonight in Huntsville. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates, brought to you by the law offices of Nick Namath at myirsteam.com. Here's our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Happy hump day as we climb back onto the roller coaster, down on Monday on worries about tariffs, back up on Tuesday. And then late yesterday, we found out that the president evidently indicated he's in no hurry to engage in any discussions with the Chinese, specifically their President Xi, amid these escalating trade tensions. So maybe we head back down a little bit. Maybe it'll be governed by stocks and economic news, though, because we've got lots of earnings reports out and lots of economic news. In fact, we've already heard about mortgage applications. Overall, they were up 2.2%. But the purchase index is really sliding, down 4% week over week, down 39% year over year. The supply of new homes is up 25% year over year. And the time to sell a home is up to 54 days. And that's the longest in about 4 years. So maybe that market is slowing down. And ADP out with their private sector job report. Well, that's good news. We were expecting job gains in the private sector of 150,000. In fact, it was 183,000. On the earnings front, kind of scratching my head why Disney isn't moving, and the stock's flat. The earnings were great. $1.40, 9 cents better. Revenues beat. Their streaming business was profitable again for the quarter. They said Disney Plus subscribers were up 23% year over year in the fourth quarter, and they affirmed their guidance. And yet that Dow stock is trading unchanged. I tell you what's not unchanged is Google, Alphabet. It's down $15 a share, down 7%. The earnings were good, but the revenues, particularly in the cloud area that's supposed to be so profitable, those were light. And that's one big reason the NASDAQ's pointing lower by 160 points on the opening. It's also having an impact on the S&P, which is down 25, while the Dow looks down, well, now 91. It's losing ground. Crude's down 84 cents at 71.84. Gold's up $13 at a dime at 28.88.90. And the 10-year rate is falling again. In fact, a lot, 4.46%. But stocks look lower. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, put the politics aside for a second. I marvel at the energy that Donald Trump has. I don't know how a guy his age has that much energy. He was up at 5:55 this morning posting on Truth Social. Congratulations, he writes, to our wonderful and very talented United States Attorney General Pam Bondi, who got sworn in today amid tremendous support and the respect of all. That from President Trump, who must not sleep but 2 or 3 hours a day, it seems.
I might take the under on that as well. And speaking of gambling, those who support legalizing casino gambling and online sports betting will be happy with the latest statewide poll numbers out of the University of Houston. Legalizing destination casino resorts has the support of 74% of Texas Democrats and 72% of Republicans.
It hasn't hurt destination resort casinos that the Las Vegas Sands and other supporters have spent in the tens of millions of dollars lobbying and on advertisements over the past few years.
Online sports betting has 60% support in Texas. Legalizing both casino gambling and online sports betting would be up to Texas voters if Senate Joint Resolution 16 is passed by the state legislature.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.